National Education Union. And when our children are not taught the truthful education about Africa, about Asia, and about the Caribbean, then we know that we need the National Education Union to play its crucial part and its central role in the struggle against racism and the far right. I give you our next speaker, Kevin Courtney.
Thanks to you all for staying. I was going to say thanks to everyone for being here. Matters. I think the fact that there have been so many people here today matters to the future of this country. So thank you for being here and taking part today. I'm really proud of the support my union gives to stand up to racism, to unite against fascism, and to love music, hate racism. I think it matters that the trade unions are fully involved in the movement. I want to say to you, and I don't know if you feel this, but I'm frightened. From time to time, I am frightened about the way our country is going. And since 2008, the bank crash, the austerity that the government imposed on us since then, and then Brexit, there has been a huge increase in hate crimes, a huge increase in racism, in Islamophobia, in anti-Semitism, and there have been recorded big increases in those attacks, mainly, I think, on migrants and Muslims. But I do think that with any attack on any one racial group, if that grows, if it becomes more common, it permits all the other forms of racism to resurface as well. And I think in this country we did fantastically, we have done well at pushing back some forms of racism. But now black friends tell me that they were frightened in the 1970s, they felt better, and now they wake up sometimes with a feeling in their stomach like it could all go, like it is going wrong for them right now. So it's a frightening position for us. And it's frightening for the children in our schools. Teachers have to support those children. And I defy anyone to say that teachers and their unions have to be involved in this movement. If we want to educate our children, if we want them not to feel frightened, we have to be fully involved in the anti-racist movement. Now, I said that Brexit is part of the issue about why there's been these increases in hate crimes. But I want to say, we have to be sophisticated about that question, because I don't believe any of the simplicities of Brexit. I'm from South Wales. There was a huge Brexit vote in Merthyr Tydfil. Some of it was misguided racism, people taking the wrong explanation, but some of it was just real anger about the way communities have been ignored for decade after decade. And you have to see that that is part of what's happening with Brexit. Some of the people who voted Brexit were racist. But I also want to appeal to you to be sophisticated in this other line as well. Sometimes you hear people in our movement say, not everyone who voted Brexit is a racist, but all the racists voted Brexit. That's not true. That is not true. Theresa May voted for Remain. Theresa May had the racist immigration bans. Theresa May was organising census in schools where teachers are supposed to collect the nationality of children as part of the hostile environment. So it's absolutely, there were racist vote in both sides of that divide. We have to heal that divide in our country. Exploit it, and they will try and grow they'll try and grow in that situation. And I'm saying I'm frightened, but I'm also saying I'm confident. We can beat them. We make history. We don't make these circumstances of our own choosing, but we make history. And in this country, we've beaten these people time and time again, and we can beat them now. And then on the blacks and the Asians by the National Front in the 1970s, and now on migrants and Muslims by the EDL, by the Democratic Football Lads Alliance, and we've beaten them. And we'll beat them again, and we've used mass counter-mobilisation. We've used mass cultural work, and we've used mass election work, and we've beaten them. And I just wanted to remember, we beat them at Brick Lane in the 1930s, we beat them at Lewisham in the 1970s, we beat them in Waltham Forest and all over the country when the EDL tried to mobilise in the last decades. Our movement knows what it is to look for breadth, to look for the maximum unity, but to look for maximum unity on the streets, countering and counter-mobilising against those people. We know how to do mass cultural work, and we did it in the 1970s in Victoria Park. Some of us were old enough to be in Victoria Park with the Clash and everybody, and that was fantastic. We did that. The fascists don't have it. And we've done mass electoral work. Some of you are old enough to be there when we beat Derek Beacon. We were there when we beat Tommy Robinson recently and Nick Griffin. And isn't it good to see a Nazi cry? Yeah. Crying at us. And our members are doing what we can. And we live in frightening times. But we do not have to be passive. We can stop these people by those mass mobilisations. And we know, in our movement, it's not the job necessarily to stand up to racism, but we have to solve the problem in the steel towns, in Suckerman, to solve it in the coal mining communities. All those areas where working class people, white, black, have been ignored by the government in this country for far too long. 4 years of neoliberalism, we need a change that puts things right for working class people, and the trades unions and the parties that are their expression can make that happen, and we see the opportunity now. We have to seize it.